Carla, could you please call the next item?
Agenda item 67, request of Charles Bridge Kane Johnson to address council regarding hashtag Black Lives Matter, service to the poor, and ending oppression and privilege.
Good morning.
Good morning, commissioners. There's so much on our plates as a city. So far, we haven't even had chance to talk about the federal. Oh, I'm supposed to tell you that my name, for the record, is Charles Bridge Crane Johnson. The Bridge Crane is a very important device related to community activists, especially Ms. Teresa Rayford, who's recently undergone surgery. And a bridge crane is an incredibly versatile free speech tool when people feel that the system is locking them out by channels and structures and procedures and decorums. It's sometimes necessary to deploy the people's bridge crane. So we'll see if this is one of those days. I pray that you've been listening to the testimony of the citizens before us. And when we had our previous interruption, there's a coffin, I think, still in this room, because this city values clean restrooms over human beings. All over the city are neighborhood community centers that we do not let people into after closing hours because, oh my God, someone might leave a beer can or a needle on the floor. The bathroom two blocks away, which is a like militarized hardtack prison bathroom. We lock people out so that they can do their whatever bad thing is going to happen, whether it's rape or death by overdose. We can make that happen outside the bathroom with somebody who's had to crap their pants or crap in the business of one of the precious Business Alliance doorsteps. So we're not as good as we think. There's a lot of demonizing of the lunatic president, and that's an important truth. But a more important truth for us to move forward is to look at our failures as a community and as individuals and find ways to empower one another and partner with one another. We have to find a way that with a city council that has a retired psychiatric nurse, we can have a city where there's no barefoot women carrying around frozen stillborn babies. So just, you know, some things need to happen and some things should be stopped from happening. So I'm not going to say exactly what's going to happen during the course of this meeting, but the ordinary functioning of Portland City Council has not been enough to prevent these tragedies. Once again, we're in this odd situation where out of all the landlords and real estate professionals in Portland, so far, only the business working with the Menashe family has stepped forward to make climate-controlled space with indoor hygiene facilities, only sinks and toilets, not showers, available. Where is the rest of the people who are living the type of real estate influence high-income life like Mr. Saltzman's history has been talked about? We know there are good people in Portland. We can't put it all on the back of the Paul Allen Foundation. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.